Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And we have as our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello.
Goodness.
Whew.
Okay. Yeah, a little frazzled. Oh, hey, she came
Oh,
on
we saw
video.
some video of
We
Tiffany.
did.
I don't know if you guys got to see it.
I
Yeah,
know we
she did
saw
a
it,
peekaboo.
but
Very
they totally
nice.
did. I saw it.
All right. We're getting closer to the million viewers, I see. I love it. So we're playing with a little Mercury in retrograde. Have you guys felt that come in? I think yesterday was its official kickoff day. And we've been in the shadow. Now we're in the official buzz of Mercury in retrograde. So, Julia, have you felt that at all?
Absolutely. I was trying to do an Instagram show yesterday and it was absolutely catastrophic. We looked up, we had so many things. We kept trying over and over and over and over and over and all these different channels, all these and nothing. It was horrible. And then we Googled today to see if there was an issue, and it said yes, there was major problems with Instagram. So Instagram was having a major Mercury retrograde yesterday, which affected us.
Yes.
So
Wow. Yeah, it's been interesting, communication wise, all kinds of things. Yeah, lots going on.
yeah, I
So
have noticed communications definitely being
yeah.
impacted. So,
We'll just have some fun with it. Just you just got a laugh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I was doing that class and we kept having some Mercury things happen too.
Ah, okay.
And so it was like, I know we're only in the shadow, but well played.
Yeah, this one. Well, you okay? There's probably, I mean, why is it? Because some of them they come through with no notice at all for me,
Well, I
anyway.
think what we
Really.
also had was that Capricorn moon in Cancer,
Right. Yeah.
which was just kind of like stirring up the bee's nest. And then we threw in a shadow in the Mercury retrograde. We're still in that moon cycle, and now Mercury's fully in retrograde. So I think we're all just, you could be feeling like things are just sluggish or moon, just irritating you, agitated. I would get agitated at the simplest little things. I'm like, why is that making me mad? Like you're trying to clip something and it just won't clip right. And it's like, why is what's it's not lining up? And then it's like, oh. And then clip. And then I was like, oh yay. I
Or
just
step
need to
away
adjust.
and come
Yeah.
back.
Just move away from it. Come back. So have you guys been experiencing some of this? You can share with us and we'll have Tiffany read your stories. What do you want them to do, Julia? What would you like
Oh, yeah.
everyone
I don't
to
know. Hey,
do?
do whatever you want.
Do whatever.
Shine your light in this Mercury shadow stuff.
Brighter if you can.
Just tell us where you're from, and that lights up your part of the grid. So, yeah, we still shine our light, even though we may be going through some crazy, crazy stuff. Just keep shining.
Very nice. And what I would like you guys all to do is we love to answer your questions. The way you get your questions read out loud is put Tiffany in capital letters. The way that you get Tiffany's attention is emoji the heck out of that thing. Put angel buttercup, lovely winged, beautiful divine creature, Tiffany. Give her a title. We'd love to hear those titles too. If you guys been here with us before, you know we play with that. Tiffany is what we call Tiffany in the clouds because she is the voice that comes from, for us, literally, we see her up above us on the screen. And so we just naturally want to put her in this hierarchy place. And she deserves to be there. Yeah, she's got the wisdom, she's got the questions. Let's ask the questions.
She serves to be
So,
in the sky.
yes, that's great. Mimicking of Tiffany. And if you were here at the very beginning, you even got a glimpse of Tiffany when she accidentally hit her camera. So, if you missed that, go back and watch the beginning again. Yeah. Okay, so we already kind of talked about Mercury in retrograde. Anything else going on lately that just feels like it's something you need to talk about or express? No? All right.
I got this new kitten that I've been waiting for a while. And my everything else, like the queue is six now. Can you believe that? Six.
Oh.
And so, I mean, there's times when she would be, be running around and doing stuff and crawling all over me and crawling everywhere. And I'm like, goodness gracious, why are you so antsy pantsy and stuff like that? Well, now she looks like slow motion compared to this new kitten. This kitten is, she's 9 weeks old.
Oh my goodness.
Very cute, but still getting, I just got her 2 days ago. So she's still getting acclimated to everybody, the home and everything. And
Has she climbed up your leg yet?
she, no, well, yeah, kind of, but not, she's actually not bad with, she knows how to retract her claws already, which is really cool. So I didn't know they knew that yet. And she does come up, but she doesn't use her claws. And so she comes up just to get my attention. And once she kind of jumped up and was like trying to climb me. And but that was just once. But
When we
no,
see her next week with
yeah,
band-aids all over the place, that's, yeah, that'll
exactly.
be telling. We'll understand that we had some time with the kitten.
There's a request to see the kitten. Would you like to say why that won't happen?
Another time when she is more relaxed right now, I have to keep the door closed to the office because she gets in here and she goes absolutely crazy and bonkers. And I just closed the door and she was absolutely
Heartbroken.
just heartbroken and
That
crying
is.
and screaming and all that. And I'm like, but I see, I can't. But she, I, we really wouldn't have a show if she was in here. So we're gonna allow her to relax and get a little more acclimated to the home. And
I've seen a picture of her. She's an adorable little orange tabby.
yeah.
And yeah.
She's got really long legs and she can already jump on the counter. I am so amazed. This little bitty thing can jump really high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a new challenge in the home.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to
Yes.
change the energy all up.
Well, it does. And the other two, they're all good with each other. And now they're like, I mean, while they're fine with it, they're still very on, aware and leery and what is this? And so it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's an easier one than I had when I brought Q in with Mickey, when she was like whatever 16, somewhere in there. So yeah, this is easier. Q is much more laid back and she may not care for the kitten right now, but she's not
Oh,
expressing it.
yeah, that'll
I know.
shift.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's
That's your
new.
yeah,
It
new
is.
things happening. Yeah, I don't have anything exciting like that to tell. I did get asked if I wanted a kitten, and you guys, I have five cats total in my house between my kids and I, and so my answer was no, no
Yeah, we're
more.
good. All good here.
Yep. The inn is full. So yeah, it is, it changes the energy to bring the new babies in, but they're so much fun and you will have fun.
Yeah.
And
Oh, she's
yeah,
so sweet. I mean, when I was getting her on Wednesday, she was terrified of me. And she, Summer is, it came, she came from Summer's house. And so she wanted Summer. That's who she was used to. And she just kept clinging to her. And she wouldn't even, I mean, I picked her up once or she was handed to me actually. And she would just, totally. I thought, okay, well, this is going to be interesting. But
yeah.
she didn't have that by the next morning, even by that evening, she was like, no, you're my person. You're the one I know here. And so, and now as long as I'm in the room, she's okay. So see, that shifted that quickly.
Has Rocket been excited about the new kitty?
He's very excited about her and he wants to, he wants to get to know her and play with her, but she's not quite there yet. The
You'll
kitten's
get
not
there.
quite
My cats and dogs are the best of friends. In fact, my cat will follow, my Siamese cat will follow the husky around, like they both are dogs. It's funny. She will follow the dog commands when she's around him,
Funny.
around her, and it's like, okay, that works for me. So cute. So you guys, next week when we tune in, Julia will be sharing pictures of the new mansion catio that she's going to probably build for this kitten, to protect it from the wildlife and all the things. So that'll be like a 3,000 square foot catio
Oh,
added
yeah,
on to the
right.
house. And yeah, you're not going to share pictures of the mansion catio?
We'll see.
I literally dream of that myself because it's like, wouldn't that be nice to be able to let the cats out without them?
You have five cats.
Yeah. No, and
That
one of them actually gets to, well, two of them go outside. One can't jump the fence so she can go in the backyard. The other one scoots out the front door, and then it takes us 2 or 3 days to get him back. And so that's where the giant mansion-sized catio would be
sure.
nice.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to donate mansion-sized catios to a good cause, we are a good cause. Like my whole backyard. Well, you know, in Florida, they enclose the pools, the swimming pools, so that the little critters don't get in.
Yes,
That's what I
exactly.
need. I need a Florida enclosure here in Oregon. That's all.
Yeah, they do it mainly so the alligators don't get in.
Yeah. You want to jump in your pool and not get eaten. That'd be nice. Love it. Are we ready to find out where everyone's from?
Yes, absolutely.
Sweet. Oh, Tiffany, beautiful, lovely goddess in the sky with all the wisdom and knowledge. Could you share with us where everyone is from?
I feel like you are just, winning so many prizes lately. So keep it up, lady. Yeah,
Oh.
thanks. Thanks. All right. So we have Wisconsin, Portland, Oregon, Florida, Wisconsin, Appleton, Wisconsin, because that's a fun name.
Oh,
Canada, Oahu.
I want to hear you use your accents with all the different places. Could you do that?
That's only for other countries, but I can try. San Antonio, Texas,
There we go.
Canada, A, Georgia, Nevada.
Wait, Georgia's, doesn't that get a little slang with it?
I don't know what Georgia sounds
Nevada.
like.
I know you did.
Indonesia? I don't know what they, I can't do it. Australia? I'm not good at this. Chicago?
This will be the best one yet.
Cape Cod, California, another
California.
California.
I think that's more like how an Arkansan would say California.
Texas, Nova Scotia. Let's see. Cat talk, cat talk.
What?
There's a lot of cat talk going on. Belgium, Connecticut, North Carolina, another Texas. Thank you for representing.
Yeah.
Ontario, Florida, Florida, Georgia, California. I hope these are the same people just saying the same thing. Rib Lake, Wisconsin, even better,
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Detroit, question mark. Do you know where you're from?
Or Detroit in
Connecticut.
that, what would the accent be? Oh.
Oh, I can't do that one.
Just Detroit?
Yeah.
I think I'm at the end now.
Oh.
Okay.
Was in Detroit and I didn't notice some of the other,
Seattle.
but maybe I'm. Oh.
Seattle, you did that
Well,
accent
is there no
perfectly.
Arkansas in the house?
No Arkansas around her.
Or
Uh-oh.
Missouri? I mean, Missouri's right here. Missouri.
Missouri, no Missouras. We got lots of Floridas representing today.
Yes, a lot of
Yeah,
Florida
Florida's in the
and
house.
yes, it is. Florida, Texas,
And
Wisconsin.
Australia.
Wisconsin and Osh the Aussies.
Okay, we're in that.
Okay, thank you
Mean,
guys
I want
for
someone
being
to
with
make
us
fun of
on
my
that.
accent because that's not fair if we're
We're not making fun of the accents. We're making fun of Tiffany trying to say accents, is
okay.
what we're doing.
That's right. All right. So thank you everyone for being here all over the world. You guys are coming together and lighting up your light, and Julia is going to show you what that looks like.
Yeah, like that. Ping, 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 ping. Yeah, that's what that when you're saying where you're from. I mean, one, we see where everybody's from. But where's Arkansas? Come on, guys. I guess I've got enough for the whole state. Maybe that's it, you
I
know?
don't know. That could
Oh.
be it.
I don't know. But anyway, you're pinging all
They're
over the
probably all at
place.
your front door trying to see the cat.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
That's probably exactly.
They're heading on over. They want to see the cat. All right, you guys, put your questions in the chat and Tiffany will read them to us and we'll get to as many of them as we can. So there's that. Now that we know where everybody's from, it's really important if you would really like to watch this, to watch it from my YouTube page. I forgot to put that in there earlier, but you know. All right, you guys. Tiffany, are we ready for questions?
I'm ready if you are.
I'm fired up and ready to go. Yes.
All right. This is from Kathy. Dear Tiffany, Queen of the Question Gatherers,
Oh, very nice.
I am too. Can you please let Tracy know that here in Oregon they have a new puffin license plate coming out in the fall? You're welcome.
Tiffany's the one that likes that wants the puffins. I
Yeah.
didn't learn.
Yeah.
I knew we had puffins in the zoo, but I didn't realize we had puffins that were on the coast.
But they're
And
different puffins.
but they are different puffins. But that is good. That's good to know.
She's also asking if you can pull a card for her.
Oh, are you
See,
guys okay with me pulling a card?
well, I was going to, if we didn't have any questions, that's funny. Maybe I was picking up on that question because I didn't know if we had questions yet. And I was going to suggest just pulling a card and we talk about
Oh,
that.
all
So.
right. Well, I'm going with Denise Lynn's Sacred Forest. So if anybody likes the cards, now you have that information. We're going to shuffle them up and ask what it is that would be important for us to know and see what comes through. Prosperity and leadership. Two of them came out. So let's look at
Okay.
that. Okay, so I'm reading this for Kathy. Is that correct?
That's whatever you want it to be.
So, Kathy, you had
That was
some
her question.
change. You have some change coming in your prosperity. The leadership one. Hold on, I'm tuning in. Doot, 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 doot. There's some stuff going on with your power chakra that's going to create a shift for you. It's going to help you step more into your leadership, into your power, and bring in your prosperity. There you go. How is that? All right. That good? Yay. What else? What else do we have?
Cynthia's dad is from Arkansas. Does that count?
That does count. Thank
Okay,
you.
there you
I'll
go.
take
That's so
it.
good. I love it.
Okay. This is from Trisha. Several places in Dolores's books, she mentions that the transcription of the tape was unable to be understood. With today's technology, would there be a way to unravel these sound puzzles?
Hard to say. I mean, some of them were really, really bad. They were garbled. It was just so much. Some were static. That could probably be sorted out. But some of them were completely either gone or so much. It's like energy was in there. It was really garbled. It was everything. It was like something powerful was there right at that point. And this happens sometimes. You know, where either it's not something to be known. They would take notes as soon as they could after the session too. You know, she would try to remember everything, and that's because it does happen sometimes. So we just try to use our memory. But I don't know. All of those, as far as I know, have been duplicated into digital form. So if as technology increases, maybe it's, I mean, they can try, I guess, but I just don't know because it's
I'm getting
pretty
the answer it's not
distorted.
supposed to be.
Yeah, it was never supposed to be, and that's why it was
Yeah.
done. Yeah.
It like our higher selves know what that is. And that it was probably personal to the person in the session. So, but
Exactly.
you know, there is so much technology coming out that today something like that maybe could be deciphered to answer the technology question. Yeah, that probably could happen, but
Right.
I don't believe that that's something that was meant for us to know. So.
Exactly. And that's where, as practitioners and clients, you know, we, if it happens, we have to trust exactly that it's something that is not for you. I mean, especially when they come out and nothing is there or none of the recording equipment recorded. And it's like, oh my gosh, that is like devastating when it happens. But it's when we are able to ask about it and another time from another SE, it's like it wasn't meant to be recorded. And I mean, we'd have to trust that is that person wasn't ready for that at that time. You
Yeah.
know, they could have the information, but see, we forget it easily. But that's why we tell you to go listen to the recording over and over again. This person was not supposed to, or this, when that happens like that, it's not for them to have to listen to you repeatedly. They're not ready for it, something. But that's okay.
Yep. We get it
That's
on
interesting.
heart level. Yes,
I
ma'am.
had somebody ask about me in a session, and that part of the session you can't hear.
Interesting. Yeah. See, that's what happens. It happens sometimes. It's like it's not meant for either others to hear or them to hear something. It's just not meant for public, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Miss Tiffany, little buttercup in the sky. What do
You
you
like
have
that
for
one?
us?
Is it a buttercup flower or is it a like a Reese's? I know that's not a buttercup,
More
but like
like
a
it's a,
Reese's cup
almost
or
like a candy, a hard candy shell
I
formed
do have a
around
shell.
a buttercup flower.
I do have a shell. I think I'm less flowery. Yeah, I think I would go with the hard candy. Yeah.
But you know, if someone were to lick you, they might find out you're sweet. So,
No.
with a soft center. Oh.
Yeah, sour on the outside. I'm like those Sour Patch Kids.
Get sweeter as you go in.
Okay, question. Sorry. This is from Genevieve. Hi, Tiff, our beautiful moderator. I heard that there is no more karma and that it's a cause and effect type of situation now. Could you give some examples of what cause and effect looks like?
That's a good question. It's, you know, it looks similar to karma because karma was always, you know, it's like payback and stuff. And that really, it was also cause and effect, but it was usually done over a lifetime. You know, it's like from another lifetime or a very long period of time. And so you didn't always know what was happening, but it was something was coming back to balance those scales. But cause and effect, let's say like now things happen much more rapidly. It can also be that mirroring. It's very similar to the mirroring and stuff, but you do something and it comes right back. That's the cause and effect. So let's say you're bad mouthing someone, gossiping or whatever, bad mouthing. And then very soon you find some things are being said about you or something is happening to your what you're putting out there, you know, like your reputation or something. And you're like, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Well, see, it was a direct effect of what you
Yeah.
did. I mean, in the ether way, not you weren't necessarily, it didn't come from what you said necessarily, like that boomeranged back, although it could. But it was more of from the energetic standpoint of you did this and now it's returning, so you can see what it feels like.
Yeah.
Anything else to add to that, Tracy, or anything?
Oh, I was just thinking of a real simple version of that that I experienced this week where, I had, like in the class that I was doing, one of the gals said, "Well, why do you need that information?" And I thought, that's weird. I've never had anybody ask me that before in a session. So we were practicing sessions. And she asked, "Well, what do you need that for?" And I thought, huh, I've never had a client. She was playing the client. And I was like, I've never had a client do that. So then what did the very next client do? But asked that very exact same question to me when we were in the interview. And I'm like, okay. Did I create that by recognizing that I've never had it? And so, by saying I never had that happen before, then the very next person did it. I was like, that kind of falls into that. I created that reality through that recognition. I think that it is like if we do something, if we're doing something that we want to change about ourselves, we're going to see it, start seeing it in other people. Rather, we're judging somebody or a behavior that we'd like to quit having, or maybe it's a behavior we would like to stop, and we're seeing people that aren't doing it, the ones that don't do that behavior, and we want to be more like them. And we might be having this reaction to it, like, Why do they get it so easy? Why do they don't have to deal with this stuff and I do? And really, we're just, it's just how we're interpreting things through our filters. We're also being triggered right now in our own self-healing. So the cause and effect, that can be something that's happening, but also it could be that there's something there to heal, and that's why this is showing up and why that got mirrored to you and all the things. So it always boils down to just reflect on it and see where it came from and ask for the information to come through to show you, show me where that comes from so I can heal that. And, if you're good at just closing your eyes and looking and having that pop in for you so you can look at it right there, great. And if you're like, nothing ever comes when I ask that question, we all hear that, right? Nothing ever comes when I ask that question. I can never figure it out. Well, guess what? The universe is going to show it to you in a different way. If you can't hear them, they will put it out there in the world for you, and you got to start picking it up. So if it's your trigger, go find out why. And then the rest, it's not your trigger, then it's not yours. So that was a really long about way to get to
No,
that. But
it was good. And if you just think about cause and effect, you do something, it causes a reaction. That's cause and effect. So you're just kind of think of it that way. Sometimes we don't aren't really aware of what we're doing until we start seeing the reaction. And then it's like, what caused that? If we'll just go back and look at things we've been doing, behavior, attitudes, thoughts, whatever, we'll find the trigger for it. What caused it?
Nice. Okay, Tiffany. I won't call you Buttercup this time. I'm going to call you,
Lily pad.
yeah, that sounds good. Let's go with that.
Lily pad.
Why not? Hey,
Why
at least she
not?
didn't just call you Pad. I
Yeah,
mean,
that's
she's
true.
got
Okay.
Lily.
Okay. This question is from Paige. Hi, most high Tiffany of love.
Oh, you guys are way better at this than I am.
They've had time to think about it. Tracy.
Oh, that's right. I need to be writing these things down.
Every step this past year of massive change has happened. Now I'm about to enter the new house and get the new job, and I'm facing old feelings of unworthiness. Any advice?
I think again, that's part of that retrograde. It's resurfacing, reviewing, relooking at these things. But I would say, love that part that's coming up. Love the fact that, you're going to revisit these unworthy feelings, and love the part of you that went through that phase that didn't feel worthy. Gosh, I can feel it right now. Like a lot of us can do this right now. It's like, love that part of you that didn't feel worthy. And that was hard. You went through a very hard time with that, and you went through
Yeah,
some
look what
struggles
you've
because of
done.
those
Yeah,
feelings. Yeah.
you recreated yourself, all the refreshing, and so yeah,
And
that's making me. I'm just thinking about that. I was like, I never put it all together. I have my class reunion tomorrow,
yay.
and what do we tend to do? In class reunions,
You're
we tend to
gonna tell stories of
well, we tend
the
to go
old
back and be
times.
exactly like we were, even though we go in, and that's why I'm like. Because I was very, very shy and very meek and I'm introverted, but I was really introverted, and I've been able to work around that. I'm still introverted, but it's like I can work, I can do things and stuff, and I really don't want to present. So I understand what you're saying. I don't want to be present that person, even though that's it's like. I know exactly where you're coming from. I'm feeling the same way. And so it's just, it's internal work of we can do
Love
this.
it.
What you've done.
You did such a good job, and you overcame that, and you were so worthy, and you are so deserving. And why not you? Why not you in the new house? Why not
Absolutely.
you with the new job? And look at all the great things you're going to do with that, and
Yes.
how much you're going to love it and enjoy it and appreciate it, where someone that it came easy to may not have those same
Yeah.
reactions to it. You deserve this. Do it for
Absolutely.
all of us.
Yeah. Enjoy, have fun with it. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
It's
good
there
time.
for you. It could became here for you. So. Yeah, you have, oh, some, you have nothing to prove. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, nice. We all felt that one a little. Yeah, I like that.
Congratulations.
Yes, celebrate. Can we do the little horn with the confetti flying out of it? Ooh, celebrate. All right. Angel-winged, beautiful goddess of the sky, Tiffany, would you please read us the next one?
This question is from Jeffrey. Tiffany, is this a season of discovering hidden truths in our lives, exposing deception, finding out unexpected things about ourselves, surprising current events, etc.?
Yes. I think we've been in that. Those are some of the waves of ascension. So the symptoms of ascension are that those truths are coming out, exposing self-truths and loving yourself. Being truthful with yourself is so important in the ascension process. What do you truly want? We always know what we want for everybody else and what everybody else wants from us, but have we shut down all that outside noise and asked ourselves, what do we want? And I think, yeah, the energies are really supportive, especially right now with that full moon energy we were talking about. That's really, go listen to some astrologers on YouTube because it's talking about how we're really getting focused about a direction and what we want and getting really clear about it. So that's probably what you're feeling.
Probably when you said that thing about being true with yourself, what came in is like that's like the definition of authenticity. Be authentic. And that's
Yeah.
been a big message for a while now. It's like that's a big one.
Yeah.
Be
So many
authentic.
of us live life for everybody else or what expectations, we go to school, we get expectations put on us and our families, we get expectations put on us and it's so easy to get lost in that and think that that's what we want too. It's like, oh, I want to grow up and do the thing mom did or dad did. And yet we didn't really take the time to figure out, is that really what I want to do? Did I try enough other things? Did I explore and see what I want? We just get in this program that we're doing this one thing and all of that's starting to crumble now. So, yeah. It's a good time to be alive, but it's also can be tricky because it can be like, what's happening? My whole
Yeah.
world just turned upside down. And that could be wise. You're not living, you don't even realize you're not living your true authentic self because you're so
Exactly.
busy making sure everybody else is happy with what you're doing.
And it will do that if you're not. That's like it has to turn upside down.
It will flip you like a pancake. So we don't want that. We want you to do things on your terms. So get busy looking at what do you want. Love
Yes.
it.
Very good.
Yeah. Love it. All right. What's our next question? Beautiful glowing sparkle of light in the sky.
Thank you.
I think you should start having to come up with names for me too, and they need to be nice.
Oh, okay, I'll work on that.
Oh, as you didn't make it mayhem.
Yeah, I didn't. Not yet. We'll work up to that.
We're working up to it.
This is from Rose. Tiffany, magic voice in a cloud of miracles. Did you hear that,
Wow.
Tracy?
Yeah. That's good. Rose, you nailed it. I feel like you live in her house. It's great.
Please explain the difference between twin soul, twin flame, soulmate, or is there such a thing? Maybe we are all playing roles, then parting ways.
Like a big soup, isn't it?
It is, and I like your last statement. We're all playing roles and parting ways and doing what we need to do. But Tracy's more of an expert on this. I'm with that. It's like we play roles and we go on to have names and labels to everything.
I think that is part of our just earthly desire for it, isn't it? It's like you get these really strong feelings, and then we've created names around that, which is what we do in the third dimension. But as we're getting further out of the third dimension, I think our desire to label things is falling away. I noticed for me, like there was a time where everything had a label, codependent, narcissistic, that, and ADD, autism, all the things. And now it's like, they have this behavior and that behavior. And it's like, gosh, I used to have a label for that, but now I don't. I don't label it anymore. So I think as I keep evolving, I notice that the labels fall away, including the twin energy stuff. I would think twin souls, twin flames would be the same, typically the same thing. The definition of it is that this is one soul splitting apart. But the truth of that is that your soul has many aspects, many, 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 like infinite aspects of the soul. And so this is a very connected energy, soulmate, partner that you've come together with to do some very big ascension work. If you found your twin, it means that you are now healing yourself. You're on that self-healing journey. So that's why we hear so much of it now. It's like so many people will talk about it because we're at that point of ascension where the karma is done. We talked about that. That karmic stuff is done. And then now we're moving into that twin soul relationship thing where you go in and you start healing your traumas, your stuff. And then there's divine union. So I'm going to get really excited when everyone starts getting excited about their divine unions, because that means now the self-healing is completing and people are finding their divine unions. And that's going to be a really cool time. Done enough? Okay. Oh, there is a, we don't meet people by accident. I don't think we do either.
Agreed, completely agree.
Yeah, it makes me think of our being on the cruise when there was, we're there with, what did we say? There was tw like 2,400 people on the boat, and I kept seeing the same 12 people over and over again. And it's like, this is so weird. And then everyone else, it's like your mom said, they're background people. And these others would
Until the
stand
last day of
out.
the cruise, then all of a sudden they're part of your world.
Yeah. Well,
You're
yeah,
seeing
like,
everybody that you didn't see before.
well, yeah, when you're trying to get off the boat. But the one I was telling mom this the other day. I was like, it was so crazy because this one family, I kept seeing them the whole time on the cruise, this one family, and they had two boys. And then I get on the airplane to fly home and they sit across from me in the other aisle. And I'm like, what are the odds? And I asked if I was supposed to talk to them. They said, no, you're just supposed to notice them. And what they told me later is that just like yesterday, I asked again, so what was that? And they said, you were able to see the other light workers on the ship. And so I thought that was pretty cool. So the ones that were standing out are other light workers.
Very
So
cool.
yeah, or volunteers or whatever title you want to give them. But yeah.
Cool.
So, anyways, I think we're just such fascinating beings, and we're entering in such an incredible time in our world and our life with this changing that's going on. And yeah, there's other things going on in the world too, but I've literally become oblivious to it. I don't know if you have, like,
Well, yeah,
that's
not my world, so
we on the starship, we talked a lot about it's not my world, it's not my reality. And man, I come home and I forgot all about these other things that were going on, like literally forgot about it. And somebody brought it up. I'm like, oh, is that still happening? Like,
I mean,
yeah.
that's a good example of, I mean, because you're in this little environment that's completely separate from everything, and
Isolated from it.
you
Yeah.
absolutely have no contact with anything else if you don't want it. I mean,
Yeah.
you can try and you can get it. I mean, you could get in touch, but if you don't, it's not hard to not be part. It's not like it's in your face constantly when you're out here in the in our normal world.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's kind of interesting. Then you get off the ship and all of a sudden it's like, oh, or definitely a plane and back to the United States, and we're like bombarded with whatever had been. But that's how it really is. That I think that's just a good example of how you're in the world but not of the world. You don't have to be part of it all the time. You
And
have your
it's
own
okay.
world, whatever world you want.
Yeah.
And you make it. You don't see some people think they have to, you have to be aware of all this stuff. You have to know of all this stuff to be able to be okay in order to live. And I feel like it's the opposite. If I really need to know something, I will find out. Someone will tell me. But otherwise, it's not like you're not in danger. You're not going to hurt yourself by not knowing things.
Yeah.
It's, you know, some people, I don't know. It's interesting. I get what their thought process is, but I want you to know it's not necessary. You can do without the news. You can do without all this stuff and be just fine. I mean, goodness, look back when we, even in my lifetime, we did not have instantaneous news.
No, we didn't know what was going on the other side of the world.
No.
And, we did okay. We all, and, part of us, maybe there is a part that needs to know in the greater scheme of as we all start to unify our vision for this new earth. Collectively, that is good to have these connections, but we don't want to manifest and create collectively in other areas that are not favorable. So,
I think it's a matter of getting the more conscious we become that we are the creators, you know, right? That may be a good reason to just kind of be in your own world. And then as we start finding others that believe the same way, then that's when we see that's where we're joining up with those people. And that's then we can all create more like that.
yeah.
And then, yeah, be very picky and choosy about who you,
Well, it's that saying too, when we pull our energy away from something, then that thing dies out. Like if someone's trying to argue with you and you're not participating in it, they can't argue. There's no one to argue with. So
Right.
when
They'll
you
keep
pulled their
trying,
energy away, yeah, they can try, but eventually they're going to tire out and stop, It's kind of the same concept, when we pull our energy away from these things that are not of desire, then they have nothing feeding them anymore and they die out.
Exactly. That's where the focus on what you want, not what you don't want, comes into play. Whatever you're focusing on grows, and then the other
And
will
you
go
just
away.
don't give the
But just
rest, yeah, it just does.
understand, if you're resisting something, see, that's a form of focus. That's why whatever you resist persists, because you're focusing on it by not wanting it. Focus on what you want. Sometimes it takes knowing what you don't want in order to get to the place of what you want. But by the time you understand what you want, let the other go. Stop focusing on, I don't want this. Stay with, I want. Okay, focus here and this goes away.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. I'm trying to think of diamond, emerald, glowy, sparkly things in the
Sippy in
sky.
the sky with diamonds.
Oh, we should make a
That
song
was beautiful. Thank
for
you. This question is from Becca. How much validity do you put into numerology and or master numbers?
Oh, quite a bit.
I mean, if you've done them, does it resonate with you? Do you feel like you're like when my birthday comes around, I'm one of those fun ones where it's the first of the year. So I start a new year personally and for the year. So wherever I am in that, it seems to be pretty accurate, So that's a good, it's a good question. Yeah. But there's so many different modalities out there like that. You got your astrology, your human design charts, your numerology. What's the integers? Is that one? I think that's one.
I know that those are numbers,
Personality types or something like that. Anyways, there's so many different things out there, and even like the namology, which I play with Sharon's book on namology.
And tree
And what?
and trees.
And trees with the tree analogy and the, yeah. So there's just so many fun ways to do that. So Tiffany, who was the one that asked that question?
It was Becca.
Becca. B
Yep, BEKAH.
BEKAH. Okay. I see the name on here now. So Becca with that E, so we'll just play with the namology. And with the E, you've got that empath or that emotional attachment. Like you are an empath, but you got the A in the name as well, which makes you a really hard worker. I just play with the vowels at the time, but in the book you can look up all the number or all the letters in your name. So you've got this empathic ability, but you also are a hard worker and you like to see things get completed. You're probably one that when you are in your job, you know before somebody will say something that they like it or don't like what you've done. You know, you can feel it. You're an empath. That also, she would also be a great practitioner if she isn't already one, because you are the empath and you'd be able to be, you're probably the person that everybody goes to and tells their stories to, and you have the answers. And because you're that A, also, you have this foundation to you that, you know, you can help them and help them feel like here's a solid answer or solution, or here's some support. And you can help somebody feel a lot better about themselves after a conversation. I'm going to guess that people do come to you. Okay, so I'm seeing Rebecca on there. So same kind of thing. You got two E's in that. So that just amplifies that ability to be the empath. You might take on other people's stuff and not realize it's theirs. So be careful if you're starting to feel like, oh, I woke up in such a good mood this morning and then I went into the grocery store and now I'm just grumpy as heck. Go stand on the ground bare feet and ask to clear energy that's not yours. You probably picked up on somebody else's energy as an empath. How do you shield yourself from that is ask your guides to be your gatekeepers, your guardians when you're around other people so you don't absorb their energy. Another way that was said to me is be a filter, not a sponge. So when energy comes to you, it just moves right through you. You get the information you need from it, but you don't hold on to it. So,
Like
yeah, so those are some things to think about too. But numerology, I'm not as familiar with. I'd have to look it up to get those answers for that. But with the names, it's kind of fun to just kind of dive in and
yeah,
see what
and
those
yeah, the
are.
numerology, it comes down to numbers, and every number has a resonance. And
Yeah.
you have your name, then you have your birth year, your birth date, your address. It can go, can get very. But it's really interesting when so many start coinciding, and but your name is telling you one thing, your birth date is telling you, I mean, that's your life path number, and
Yeah.
so that tells you if you're on the right path or where you are on your path. I know I've resonated when I read them, I resonate with them, so I'm fine with them. But yeah, like that's the biggest question. Do you resonate with it, with the information that
Yeah.
through? And
I'm trying to find the book because I'm probably not saying I think it's Nameology, but I'm trying to look it up for you guys. So hold on just a second. Know the Name, Know the Person by Sharon. Hold on, I'm pulling it. Sharon Lynn White. So I'm gonna see if my camera will pick it up for you. So you can, that's on Amazon. And you guys can go check that out. You can pause that on the replay and get the information you need from that. But it's a fun book. She has more books than just that one. That one was her first one. And it's just fun to kind of know somebody's, oh, they might be reacting that way because of how they're receiving the information. And just from their name, you can tell. So, yeah. That's so it's kind of fun to dive into those things. Numerology, same way. You know, you can find a lot of information going into that. So, what do you want to add to that?
What was that?
What do you want to add? What did you name your cat?
Well, we're still in the process of.
Okay.
So when I saw her picture, I was thinking Snickers. That was the first thing that came to me. Now that she's around me more, she's very skittish. She's constant high energy. It's more like a, like she's very skittish, skittish and everything. So I was thinking Skitty,
So what do
which
you
is cute.
what would you like for her energy to be like?
Well, today I'm calling her Skittles. So I don't know. It's, oh, I'd like her to be calm, and I mean she's so sweet, but calm.
So
But I know that's
when
kind of
we
important.
got the German Shepherd, the kids wanted to name him like some kind of like big dog
Ferocious.
name. Yeah, ferocious name. And I said, he's going to be a big dog. I want him to have a name that kind of makes him a cuddly bear. So we named him Buddy. The you is, I'm going to make it about you. You know, what do you want? What do you need? What can I do for you? Now that can flip around and be like, that was you that did that. That's your fault. You know, it can be like that too, but in a dog. And then the why wise tend to want to, they're like the center of the party, you know, they're the life of the party, but they also want everyone to like them, right? So Buddy's gonna make it about you, and I want you to like me. And that's kind of the personality he came up with. Like, he is just the sweetest dog, and he's right there with you all the time, and he just wants you to love on him, you know, and it's like he just wants your love. So think about those things when you're naming your pets and your children. And
We'll work on that later. We can talk about that more and come up with something.
yeah, they're giving us the warning now that it's time to go. But you guys, that book is a fun one to get. So think about that. And also, I say think about that when you're naming your kids, but your kids are picking their own names and giving them to you. So just go with what
Well, and
comes
so are
out.
the animals, because that's where mine have always told me
Yeah.
their name. That's why it takes me a little while to get it. I'm waiting for them to
Yeah.
tell
Because the name's going to reflect that energy and their personality, of course.
me.
Yeah. So I love that. All right.
Super.
All things
All things.
QHHT and
Yeah. Just have a session, become a practitioner, find out about any courses going on, any live classes, companion classes, any retreats. We don't have any planned yet, but when we do, they will all be at QHHTofficial.com. Oh, there.
well done.
They want to find you, Gracie. Where can they find you?
QHHTofficial.com. I'm a level 3 practitioner. I'm in the Portland, Oregon area. I'm about 30 minutes out of Portland, or you can go to TracyMahan.com. And Tiffany, how about you? How do they find you?
On here on Friday nights from the sky.
From the sky.
The voice in the sky. Perfect. All right.
Want to know and understand the language of your body? Go to juliacannon.com and you can get the book at ozarkmt.com or Amazon. So, and that soul speak the language of your body.
All right, you guys. Till next
Yeah.
week.
Okay. Love you all. So good to see you again or hear you again or know of you again.
Bye.
Love
We're
you.
repeating and re have a fun reunion tomorrow.
Thank
All
you. Thank you.
right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.